Welcome to Expressive Espresso.
Today is about the power of you.
Anytime I'm scared of something, I feel impelled to attack it.
Expressive Espresso is the coffee shop for leaders like you.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.
Expand your knowledge about personal development.
Anything that starts with I don't want to work is already a problem.
Entrepreneurship.
Invest in things that you understand.
And leadership.
You will change the world.
This is Expressive Espresso with Alexis DeAngicoli.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to the last episode of the season. I am your host, Alexis DeAngicoli, and this is Expressive Espresso, the podcast. Before I leave with this last episode, I want to, of course, explain a short reason why I haven't been recording regularly. I had to pivot, which is the big theme of this season, and I believe I'm going to carry it on into next season as well, just partly because there are several interviews that I've completed that are going to be fire. As you know, usually I like to have the seasons two within a year. I do not know if that will happen this year. Season 9 is coming soon, and it is going to be amazing. And I just want to thank you all for continuing to listen, the new listeners. I want to thank you for taking your time out and listening. This episode is really close to me, close to the heart. And it seems like in the podcast realm, it has been something that has been talked about from several other different podcasts. And I just want to explain my example, well, my experience of it. And of course, we've heard this, having a snake within your family or having a snake within your friendships. It's going to happen. It is never going to stop. And the reason that I feel like it's not going to stop is because it's there, pretty much there to teach you, okay, what are you going to do with this? You have this reoccurring theme happening. So I'll give an example of an experience. There was a movie I remember when I was pregnant with Autumn, and this was in 2006. That's when she was born. It was called The Departed. At that time, for me, I think I was very hormonal. The action and the intensity of it was just a lot for me, to a point where I had to walk out, just take a breath, go back in. Something I will not forget, which is a part where Jack Nicholson, he's the big time drug dealer. I mean, there is pretty much a rat within their organization. They pretty much had three rats in there. There was Leonardo DiCaprio. I forgot the other guy. And there was two other guys. There was two other agents in there. And one, Jack Nicholson, groomed this guy from when he was younger. You know, anytime somebody's trying to groom you, especially a young child, unfortunately, what they do is they try to give you candy, or they feed you with food, or they feed you with something. They give you something that you desperately need, and they continue to do that to gain your trust. The boy ended up growing into a man, of course. He ended up being a part of the police force. And he was pretty high up on the police force. The problem was, he was trying to be ahead of it when pretty much the head of the organization had all kinds of ties with the FBI, with the police, with everything. I want to say, and I may be wrong about this, but I want to say that the Jack Nicholson was the ultimate rat himself, which is ironic. When you have these rats within your organization, or these snakes within your organization, within your circle, they never look like a snake or a rat. They come off very appealing. They come off very charming, which is why I have to be honest about this. It takes a long time for me, and this is me personally, to build those kind of relationships with people. Anybody who's really, really close to me, they know, like, that took a while. And I'm talking about maybe a year or two. It's not like it was this overnight thing. Now, the thing is, I'll give you a chance, and it may be something that I need to work on, but I have this wall built for my protection. And it could be because I'm a Cancer. I have no idea. Or it could be that I'm just being strategic in the sense that everybody can't be in here. Drake made that song, No New Friends, for a reason. We've seen it. If anybody has watched that special on Netflix with Kevin Hart, Don't F This Up, where a person who wasn't a part of the Red Plastic Cup Boys or the Red Cup Boys, he was just an associate, but he was a definite snake. I think that's a part of guy code. Like, if Kevin Hart was cheating on his wife, regardless, like, dude, you're not supposed to tell, or you're not supposed to say anything. He was a part of their group for years. And Kevin Hart even, you know, had him in the roles of his movies, put him up there and stuff like that. And he still was a snake. And now with Kevin Hart, it's going to be close to impossible to have a new person within that group. You have to continue to stay resilient, because success creates enemies that were already within. You know, success isn't easy, and there's a lot of discomfort that must be overcome to changing your life in a dramatic way. And most people are too mentally fragile to deal with discomfort. I mean, our natural instincts are to retreat to places of comfort. I mean, what's more comfortable than watching your favorite movie from the comfort of your couch while eating your favorite snack? It's pretty much a trap. And I say it's a trap because you lose focus. You know, you lose focus on your goals or the things that you have to do. During this time, while I wasn't recording, I was doing other things. I was taking different courses in interior design. I'm taking speed Spanish. And among all the other things that I'm doing, you know, with our family and supporting my husband with his ventures and things like that, these snakes within your circle, one of the things they're meant to do is to lose focus. I want to share how to be resilient, because we all have goals. We have amazing, outrageous goals, I hope. The vast majority of the rest of the world, they don't care. And they're not going to help. There will even be a few people in your way. And these snakes are designed to be in your way. So that's when the question comes to you. Are you strong enough to deal with adversity? We're all going to make mistakes, right? And so can you make those mistakes and still have confidence in yourself? Can you maintain faith in yourself after you've made a few mistakes and misjudgments? How much do you trust yourself? Or how unshakable is that trust? Think of the most successful people you know. Their self-confidence is rock solid, and they always, always, always have snakes trying to break up their focus. So the first thing to do to get over this lack of focus, acknowledge your fears about the situation. So before you can show resilience to move forward, it's important to recognize any fears that have a bearing on your current circumstances. Ignoring them will only serve to keep you from confronting the issue. Second, you want to consider every option. So writing down your options for overcoming your challenges will help you see the situation from all angles. Brainstorming as many solutions as you can is a great start to finding a workable option. And if you can't write it down, use your phone, use notes or something, or text it to yourself. That would be my advice. If you don't have an iPhone and you don't use notes, text it to yourself. Next, you want to be open-minded. Sometimes you have to remind yourself to not automatically screen out the possible solutions. Every viable possibility should be considered. Considering every possible solution indicates you have the resilience to succeed. And after all, this episode is about resilience. It's about not breaking your focus, and it's about success. Approach the challenge with positivity. Though it may sound oversimplified, but you can either approach a stumbling block thinking, I don't think I'm going to survive this, or I'm going to do my best and make my way through this situation. Taking a positive outlook will compel you to move forward through the crisis. Another option is try to avoid looking too far ahead. focus on what's going on in this moment. Sometimes it helps to make it through 1 hour at a time. Concentrate your energy on what you can do in the here and now. Next, you want to pray. Or if prayer is not your thing, you want to meditate. From this, you want to draw from your religious faith to help you through. Spirituality regularly assists millions of people to live healthy, happy lives. You want to dedicate that time while praying or while meditating to gain clarity. Six, seek emotional support from those you love. Any troubling event is easier to navigate through when you feel the love and support from someone close to you. I am lucky and I'm thankful for Mr. Coley because I have plenty of nights where I talk to him about situations, and it's always helpful. It's always honest, and I am thankful for that. By getting a little help from your friends and family members, although it may be difficult for you to reach out and say, hey, I'm struggling. Look at it this way. Your loved ones will feel better if you give them opportunities to be there for you. Accept the loving and supportive care that your loved ones are so willing to provide. You'll likely have a chance in the future to reciprocate. Seven, you want to soothe your spirit. What calms you down? What makes you feel peace? Take time to participate in your favorite activities to soothe your emotions. This looks like things like taking a walk in the woods or swimming a few laps at the pool or doing a handcraft or hobby at home. And it can be one of the most self-soothing things and is very inexpensive. Eight, you want to embrace your strength. Remember that your strength has pulled you through many crises in the past. Have confidence that it can continue to bolster you through many more. And finally, remember, my success is my responsibility. I want to end with an affirmation or something to think about when these situations happen, because as I said in the beginning, they will. They always do. Whether it's someone really close to you, like your spouse, significant other, or a family member, here's something you can say, an affirmation. When I'm confronted with a challenge, I stare it square in the eye. I wield my power over the challenge so it's unable to conquer me. Thank you all for tuning in to this last episode of the season, season 8. Follow me on Instagram at AlexisDanju33. And if you haven't purchased the book, Sip This Hustle, there's still time to do it. And I will also offer a promo, of course, closer to the holidays. November 9th, 2020, which is also a reason I haven't been regularly recording, is because I am finally doing it. I have written the book on how to create your own podcast. This book is for the beginners who have always wanted to create their own podcast. It's a short read. Sip This Hustle was a short read, but this is even shorter because just like the podcast episodes, I keep it short, sweet, and to the point. So November 9th, please join me for that ebook only. That's again, ebook only, and it will be on alexis-danju.com. Join the email list so you can receive that promo code. I may give it out for free to the first 5 people who order. Who knows? But stay tuned. And please stay tuned for season 9, where we will kick off with 2 amazing interviews that I conducted this year. I'm telling you, it's going to be fire. Until we meet again, have a great week.